So the responsibility to win the loss was left to us. It was left to Christians. And our movement is going, aren't they? The movement that we're in right now, the Independent Fundamental Baptists, that's what we are right here, in case you didn't realize that we're a Baptist church here. We're doing the Great Commission. We're doing what God told us to do. We're preaching the Bible. We're preaching what the true gospel is so that people will be saved. What other churches are there that are doing that? Please show me which ones are doing it. Is it the Catholic Church? No, it's not. They're sending people straight to hell in a handbasket, by the way. They think they're going to purgatory, but they're going straight to hell. We got to warn them. So, you know, our movement is doing a mighty work. This church right here is doing a mighty work. And look, we're just starting out. But we're doing mighty works for God. It might not seem like we're just, you know, we haven't had 10,000 people saved like Faithful Word did last year. But they didn't have 10,000 people saved in their first year either. See, it progressively goes up, but you got to keep going and going. And don't lose your love for the lost. We gotta keep that love in our heart for the lost. We got to not be complacent and not just go because it's the cool thing to do or go because we feel guilted into do it. You know, sometimes you don't feel like going. Everybody, who's been there where you don't feel like going? Okay. All right. I'm marking you all. No, I'm just joking. But obviously everybody in this room's felt like not going before. But once you go, aren't you glad you went? Aren't you glad that you went? And has so many not changed your life? When you got saved and then you discovered what soul winning was, and the first time you ever went, do you remember the first time you ever went, how that felt? You know, maybe terrifying to some people. But, you know, I know a lot of people in this church that were just silent partners when we first started. And I've seen this church turn into a lot of silent partners into a lot of talkers. And look, God's building this church because of that. Because we're training new people. And then God just brings more people here. You know, it's not a magic formula. It's God's formula. That's how he builds the church. We don't build the church. I'm not building this church. God's building the church. We just have to do what God said to do. And he's going to make it happen. You know, it just all of a sudden we have 80 people here now. I don't know how that happened. It's not because of me. You know, it's because of God. So God's doing a mighty work in our church and in this movement. And what do I mean by this movement? I just mean the churches that are like-minded with us. See, there's what we call the old IFB, that they've just gone, that what's really happened is they've become a new IFB. That's what's really happened. They let the music get in there. Once that weak music gets into your church, that's when they stop going soul winning. I guarantee you that. When everybody's going to choir practice, but they refuse to go out and knock doors, that's what's wrong with the churches these days. That's what's wrong with the Baptist churches these days. They lost their love. They lost their first love, and they're dying on the vine right now because they're not abiding in Christ. It's not the old IFB. It's the new IFB. We're really what the old IFB should be like. Yeah, and we're the ones that are the post-trib. That's what the Bible says, you morons. Good grief. We are the Israel of God. Try reading Galatians chapter 6 one time. He wasn't talking to the Jews. God's little chosen people, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed people over in Israel.